Good morning. How are you? Blessed on this, the Feast of the Holy Family. As I said before, I think the church in its wisdom does this on purpose, that right after we spend time with our families, we celebrate the families. And I always love when we get to this reading. It only comes around every 3 years because it talks and shows the humanity of the Holy Family. That the Holy Family, though there was no sin there, of course, by definition, it wasn't always, easy, I would say, right? Because there you go, here's Jesus, and, he decides to stay by himself in Jerusalem. And Mary and Joseph, after a couple days, it took them a couple days to realize they lost Jesus, which had to be something. You know, it's one thing to lose your one kid. It's another thing to lose the Son of God, right? So they were sitting there like, oh, geez, where is he? And they go looking, they couldn't find him, and they wait 3 days, and finally they find him in the temple. And instead of Jesus just sitting there saying, oh, Mother, I'm sorry. Because Mary looked and says, look what you did to us. Why would you do this to us? Right? And he goes, did you not know I had to be in my father's, in my father's house? Huh? Now, if I was 12 years old and I was gone and I disobeyed and I did my own thing for a couple days and then my mother came and found me, which happened once when I was a kid, if I'd say, don't you understand what I got to be doing, my mother would have beat the right out of me. Right? Now, I don't know if you'd do that with your children. Maybe not here. But again, and then when he said that to her, don't you think he hurt her? Of course, she was hurt. Now again, just because we say things that are hurtful to people doesn't always make that sinful. In fact, it couldn't have been with Jesus. But, you know, sometimes I say things up here that some of you get hurt by, and you go, I hate him, I hate him. But I don't do it in sin. I just sometimes have to say things people don't want to hear. But here is Jesus saying this to his mother, and his mother is hurt. And it says, and she dwelled on these things, because do we not dwell on things that hurt us? You know we do. And she just put, oh, you hurt me. Wasn't sinful, of course not. But it was a typical family. It was things that didn't always work out perfectly. It wasn't always easy. We'd love to make this image of the family. And this should give us some hope, right? But we got to remember, when Jesus said that, he hurt her. And our words matter, especially in families, right? You know, I never forget my father, when I entered first going to seminary. My dad, of course, was an alcoholic and all these things. We got in a humongous fight because he could be very mean when he was drinking. And when I was young, I put up with it. But as I got older, I was not putting up with these things anymore. I am a product of my family, in case you're wondering. I just would not put up with it. So we sat there and we're fighting at his house. My parents were divorced at this time. Finally, I looked at him and I said, you're not my father. God is my father. And I walked out the door. Very nice, wasn't that, huh? And then as I'm walking up the street, he screamed out of the house, came walking out of the house, screamed up and said, F you too, and said that F word, you know, which I won't say, it's in a homily. But anyway, that's what he said to me, right? And I'm like, duh. And I didn't talk to him again until he was in a hospital. And that's one of my biggest regrets, that that's what I said to my dad, right? You're not my dad. And again, doesn't Jesus say this today to Joseph? He's what he's saying, because Mary begins and says what? Don't you know your father and I have been looking for you for 3 days? Why would you do this to us? And what's he say? Don't you know I had to be in my father's house? He's not my dad. God's my dad. Don't you think that hurt a little, even though Joseph always knew it? But Joseph was the one who raised him. Don't you think a little bit of hurt was there? You know, again, for Christmas, I come walking down the house, driving in, all the stuff, wrapped 33 presents that morning before I got home. Got home, my stepfather's there, and he is fit to be tied. F-word, 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 F-word. It's a thing in my family. F-word, 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 F-word. You know, your mother's driving me insane. Merry Christmas, I said. I had the dogs, they're jumping all over the place. I got the Christmas presents. I walk in and, my mother was fine, but everybody else was a mess. And I just sat there and, believe it or not, kept my mouth shut. my brother would sit there and say, no, it might be the last time with mom. Let's just relax. And when people would go crazy, it happens, that's most important. Didn't say one unkind word that whole day. Can you imagine? But the reality is, I wanted to. But somewhere we got to remember that in our families, our words matter. And we hurt each other without even thinking about it sometimes. We hurt each other in ways that may not be sinful, but we can never take them back. We can never take back the words that we say. And we've been hurt, all of us, by words, and we've hurt others with words. And as we think about the Holy Family today, we got to think about, okay, my family, how am I with my words? And again, I am one who spews off and screams off because that's the way my family always did it. But it wasn't a good way. It still isn't. And so we got to sit there and we can decide, well, this is just the way my family is. Or we can decide, it's the way my family is, but I sure don't want it to be this way. So this past year, with me not saying anything bad, great accomplishment for me. But the reality is, that should be the way it's been all my life, but it hasn't been. And so we not only have to do that, but we got to think that when Jesus, he's purposely, there's a theological thing happening here. He's saying, I got to be doing what God wants me to do. And that's what all of us, but what he does though is he takes God the Father, but he places us all now, according to the second reading, into the family of God, correct? Beloved, we are God's children, and so indeed we are. That what we do is we don't have to just worry about our families at home, which might be perfect. I'd love to find one it was. But all the imperfections, it's not just there that we have a family, but we have a family here. That we are the family of St. Joseph Church Bread of Life Community. And we're not perfect people. Your pastor's a nutcase. But the reality is that we still belong to each other. We're a family with each other. That our words matter. That we are beloved. And that if God is our Father, Mary is our mother, and Jesus is our brother, we got to remember that the people in this church, and not just here, but in other churches, everybody is a brother and a sister to me. And I got to worry about what I say because words matter. And I got to work on that, and there might be one or two of us that have to work on that too. But we do it because we're a family. And as God's family, we're constantly growing to become what he wants us to be. So today, let's ask for the grace that we know what our words matter, that we say words that are going to uplift and build up and never hurt and tear down as much as possible. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.